I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Monday, August 16th. Maybe you noticed a bright object in the west after sunset a few months ago. It was the planet Venus, which reached its greatest elongation, its greatest distance from the sun on our sky's dome, in March.
By April, Venus appeared lower in the western twilight sky, but it was still getting brighter. And in early May, Venus reached its greatest brilliancy. Then it was low in the west after sunset, but noticeable for being eerily bright. After that, at each new sunset, Venus appeared fainter and closer to the sunset glare. Finally, in early June, the planet disappeared from our evening sky.
These shifts in location and changes in brightness are all due to the motion of Venus in orbit around the Sun, combined with the motion of Earth. On June 8th, Venus passed between the Earth and Sun. That's why if you look outside tomorrow morning, you'll find Venus on the other side of the Sun in our sky, in the east before dawn. Tomorrow, Venus reaches another greatest elongation, another greatest distance from the Sun on our sky's dome.
Everyone on Earth can see it now, up several hours before the Sun, in the same part of the sky that the Sun will rise. Venus will outshine all the stars. We have daily charts of stars and planets at our website at earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky,